Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to touch a little bit on Perkei Avos. First, I want to just dedicate the shiur to my wife's grandmother. It was her yahrzeit yesterday, Shendel Bas Rav Yosef. I'm sure you knew her very well. And my in-laws were actually in Eretz Yisrael, so the shiur should be Lili Nishmas for her neshama, Baz Hashem. So we know that the Torah, Parshas Emor, you know, this is a Parsha shiur, or it's a Kshava shiur, whatever it is. We try to take a message from the Chassidish Sfarim, or part from the Parsha, whatever, and try to be able to make us better Jews. So the Parsha really talks about Svir Sa'omer, and I thought it would be a very big, very easy segue to talk about the whole Indian of Svir Sa'omer nowadays. We're going to start with, but before we get to the Nesiva Shalom on the whole Indian of why is it that Rabbi Kiva's students died specifically between Pesach and Shavuos, and Hashem could have chosen any time of the year that they specifically died, but why specifically was that time, I just want to read you a famous statement from the Medrash Koheles Rabbah. Medrash Koheles Rabbah writes, and I did not photocopy here, I apologize. So it's a conversation between Rabbi Akiva and the students, right? Everyone here knows the famous Gemara. Rabbi Akiva's students say the 12,000 pairs died, because why? Lo nagu kavod zeh bazeh, because they didn't respect each other, right? That's a very well known thing, and they died between Pesach and Shavuos, which is less well known is this conversation from Rabbi Akiva to students in Medrash Koheles Rabbah. Writes like this: Harishonim lo mesu ele b'nei shehaisa inehem tzara b'tora zelazeh. Rabbi Akiva is now, so he's talking to his new students, his famous new five students after they passed away, and he said, "You want to know why my students died, my 24,000 students died? Because why? Because they selfishly withheld their Torah from each other." Atem lo ti yuken, says Rabbi Akiva, you're not going to be like this. You're not going to be like my first students. What happens, says the Medrash? Miyad amdu ma'umalu kol eretz Yisrael Torah. Immediately they got up and they spread Torah throughout Eretz Yisrael. So we see there's a very, very big connection between keeping Torah to yourself, keeping your inspiration to yourself, and that's why Rabbi Akiva's students passed away. Not because they were mean to each other or they didn't compliment each other, but specifically when it came to learning Torah and teaching Torah to each other, there was an integral reason of why they died. So I just wanted to analyze that statement, because to be honest with you, I've never seen this midrash before, not that I've been learning so many midrashim my entire life, but you know, I could count you probably at least 100 times I've seen everyone, you ask any second year kid, why did Rabbi Akiva's students die? Because they weren't nice to each other. But never did I ever see that Rabbi Akiva be so careful in his next students, right? We know, everyone here knows Rabbi Akiva famously said in the Gemara Yerushalmi in Nedarim, which we're going to quote, which he quotes right here. This will be a segue to the Nesiva Shalom. You go to page 1. By the bracket, the Nesiva Shalom, a previous son of a Rebbe, he has Perishim on the Parsha, but in the back of Sefer Vayikra, he has a whole thing on Pirkei Avos. So he writes in the second parak on the Mishnah about respecting your friend like you want to be respected, or loving your friend like you want to be loved. How do you love that? We're gonna get there. Rabbi Akiva writes the following. Rabbi Akiva says the following. The pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, like we said last week, "V'ahavta le'echa kamocha." You should love your friend like yourself. Says Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara Yerushalmi, "Zeklal gadol b'Torah." This is a great rule in the Torah. So I asked my students today, Rabbi Akiva is so fond about Avos Yisrael, and he said this is the great rule in the Torah, then why did his students die? Right, so then the easy pshat is that what happened? His students died, and then he said this. Then he said this pshat. But I want to go a little deeper, and the Siva Shalom really, really expands. Why is it that at the end of the day, because they didn't respect each other, so 24,000 students have to die? It seems so tremendously, it seems preposterous. It seems so crazy. So the Siva Shalom quotes in the Baal Shem Tov. If you go six lines down, he writes a beautiful thing. Pasuk says in the Torah, Anochi Omer Ben Hashem Avenechem. By the Pashup Shabbat, I think this is by Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm standing between you and between my children, between the Klal Yisrael. Says the Baal Shem Tov, you know what Anochi refers to? It doesn't just refer to I. It refers to the gaiva in a person. It refers to the haughtiness in a person. It refers to the arrogance in a person. The teva ha'adam sheyesh ba'anochi v'yishos. A natural person has arrogance. A person wants to think of himself. V'anochius omeres ben Hashem v'neichem. And says the Baal Shem Tov, you want to know what stands between Hashem saying, you want to know what stands between me and you? It's your anochius. It's your gaiva, it's your arrogance. This is the number one blockage. It's the number one wall that it's a stoppage that breaks a Jew between connecting to Hashem and himself. So you want to know how to get to the whole Torah. You want to know how to attach yourself to Torah to grow in Avodas Hashem. We have to nullify this arrogance. And he says, in his Sefer Shalom, this happens in different steps. And the different steps in this. But the first step to be able to break down this gaiva within a person is So the Sefer Shalom says, the first thing a person has to do, you want to get rid of your gaiva, first he's got to love to other Jews. Then we're going to take questions at the end. I apologize. Then once we have Avas Yisrael, once we have love, I apologize. We just don't have so much time.
You missed one line. And it's very important.
Yeah. So what did I skip?
Skip one line.
Which line?
Metapes v'olei ad shemagia le'ahavat et Hashem elokech bechol levavcha, bechol nefshecha, bechol me'olecha.
Yeah, that.
Shei madrega gvoah biyot mikulam.
Yeah, that's what we're getting to. That the Avas Yisrael is a pathway. It's a step to be able to get to Avas Hashem, right? The whole Torah is we know the whole Torah is us between trying to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, how do we get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The first says in the Sefer Shalom, first we have to love other Jews. And this is what he quotes over here. Ukumaymar Tzadikim, and Tzadikim tell us, She'avas Yisrael, he segula l'Avas Hashem. You want to know how to love Hashem, right? How do I love Hashem? I don't know Hashem. I don't see Hashem. You want to know what a segula for loving? If you love his children, if you love his brother, if you have brothers and sisters, that if you know, you love his family, then it's loving him. Right? That we spoke around this before. The Arizal brings down in a lot of Sidurim, has this minhag. The Arizal writes that before a person davens, a person should be mekabel upon himself the mitzvah of loving other Jews. I want to be mekayim this mitzvah after Recha Kamocha. What is the mitzvah after Recha Kamocha have anything to do with davening to Hashem? It seems so distant. It seems, who cares? So all the swarm bring down. You want to know why? Because just to take it for example, you have two kids in your family, right? And I mean, my kids aren't old enough, but I know from me and my sister, whenever I ask my parents for something, and I was behaving nicely with my sister, you know, I wasn't doing my regular wrestling moves on her, the things I was watching on TV, what happened? They would give me whatever I want. And if they saw me doing things that I shouldn't be doing, what my father said, hey, you don't know how to treat your sister, you don't really deserve anything. Because at the end of the day, if you treat your sister right, you treat your brother right, and then the father says, of course I'm going to give you everything you want. So the first and foremost, the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I want to see how you're acting with other people. If you act with other people's love, then at the end of the day, I know you're going to. It's a true message to me that you love me too. The Haino, the end of this paragraph here. And they should call od ha'adam lekave bishus biyishus va'anochius eno yochel lahagil lo la'avas Yisrael lo la'avas Hashem. The more a person doesn't get rid of his arrogance and his haughtiness, he's not able to come to Avas Yisrael, and he's certainly not able to come to Avas Hashem. The righteous bito hanochius he ide avas Yisrael. The first step says in the Sefer Shalom, you want to get rid of your anochius, you want to get rid of your arrogance. It's got to first happen through what? Through loving Jews. Velachin, va'av t'lecha kamocha ze klal god b'torah. Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Then
enjoy it. It's very good.
Sure. Thank you. You want to know how to get to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Loving other people. And that's the great rule in the Torah. Why? Shemevi Yehudi mitchila hamadrigos ava madrigos hagavos b'yosu b'torah. Because once a person loves other Jews, once a Jew loves other people, then a person's able to grow to be able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I just thought about this outside. The Vilna Gaon, the Gro, writes, I'm not sure where he writes this, but I've heard this quoted a million times. We say in Yontif, three times a year, Atabar Hartanu Mikola, Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you chose us from all the nations. Have to a son, you loved us. Beratzisabon, and you took us back and you wanted us. Says the Gro. Each one of those statements refer to a different Shalosh Gaon. When did the Kadosh Baruch Hu choose us as his nation? He chose us when he left it. When we left Egypt. When we left Mitzrayim, we were his. We had an emunah in Kadosh Baruch Hu. We did certain things. We became his. But that wasn't the whole tachlis. Wasn't just to leave Egypt. It was to be able to grow to another level. What does a haftos son refer to? We say in Shemoneh Esther, haftos son refers to Shavuos. You want to know how to get to Shavuos? You want to get to? You want to know? Hashem says, you want to know? You want to truly love me? Get to love other Jews first. So I want to say, maybe. I mean, I'm sure a lot of from say this. You want to know why Rabbi Akiva's student specifically died in the time of Sfiras HaOmer? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says the whole point of Shavuos, Matan Torah, is the love between the Chassan and the Kala, Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael. It's got to, you want to have love for me? First, you got to have love for other Jews. And if you don't know how to love each other, you don't know how to respect each other. And at the end of the day, you don't know what it means to be a Jew. And the rest of the Nesiva Shalom, we're not going to do it inside. But he basically says how the Rambam says that it comes in a very natural way that a person only wants to hear good things about himself and bad things about other people. For example, and this just happened 10 minutes ago, and this is my fault and not nothing else. My wife told me she had parent teacher conference this week for our 2-year-old. I've never heard of some parent teacher conference for a 2-year-old. Like next thing you know, they're gonna be walking around with iPads, you know, in third grade. Like yeah, my iPad, I'll pick up the kids in third grade. Yeah, okay. Parent teacher kind of. I've never heard of something like that. I mean, it's great. I love it. It's very informative. So she told me that one of my daughter's friends wasn't going to the next class. She wasn't going to EC3. And I'll be very honest with you, and this is my own fault. There was something inside of me that I was like, ho ho ho, look at your kid, huh? You know what it should really be? It should be, well, I feel so bad, right? End of the day, if I had a true level of loving other Jews, you know what? I don't know especially if I even knew what's going on. I don't know why. I don't know what's going on in that child's family. I know that at the end of the day, it's something. I'm sure that's very hard for a child to be able to hold back. It's not push it. But at the end of the day, I think this goes very well with the girl. You want to know what? I have to, son. You want to love me? First, it's got to come with other Jews. So now I want to be able to come back. We start off the shir saying why specifically did Rabbi Akiva say to students you kept the Torah for yourself and you didn't spread it around? And why did he specifically? This was the first thing he said, right? Rishim Bar Yochai. That's why Rishim Bar Yochai's yard side is Lag BaOmer, specifically Lag BaOmer, because Lag BaOmer celebrates today a renewal, a rebirth, which hopefully we'll talk about Lag BaOmer next Thursday night, Bez Hashem. So I want to say the following. Go to page number three, and I apologize if you want to look at the rest of the Tzivah Shalom. I give you some homework for Shabbos. It's a long Shabbos, and I highly encourage to read the rest of the Tzivah Shalom. It's in Perek Sheni, Perek Pirkei Avos, on pages Kuf Beiches to Kuf Beites. A beautiful, beautiful idea. So Rav Avraham Shor, who we've quoted in the past, as we said last week, remember Rav Avraham Shor is a big rav in New York. He's a tremendous, tremendous person, tremendous tzaddik. I've been privileged to be able to go to his shirim many times. I have a lot of svarim, thank God. And he writes in his sefer on Pirkei Avos the following idea from the Kushan Tzur Magid, from the Avodas Yisrael. He says, we know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that let's look at it inside, because I didn't photocopy for the Mishnah, I apologize. You know that the Klal Yisrael has a very big minhag to be able to learn Pirkei Avos during this time period for different reasons. The Sfasemis says because there's 48 ways of to be bekona the Torah, right? In the last practice there's 48 ways to bekona the Torah. The 49th day is the Sfiras HaOmer. So each day corresponds to another way, to another day of Sfiras HaOmer. And the 49th day you're supposed to review them all, and in that way we go into Shavuos. We're not going to talk about that for now, but I thought that was a very interesting idea. The Mishnah says in Perek Bet, right over here, I apologize, which is right here. Is it Perek Bet? Yeah, it says Perek Bet. It says, Al Tasik Tovel Atzmacha. Yeah, you're right. In Marata Torah, yeah, exactly. I just want to see it inside. I apologize. I don't know the whole Pirkei Avos by heart. Not yet, at least. If I can't find it yet, we'll just do it outside. Here we go. Yochanan ben Zakkai kibbel mehillel and Shammai, but Yochanan ben Zakkai accepted from Hillel and Shammai, which is interesting because we saw the whole thing last week from Hillel and Shammai with the ger. Never noticed that. Who I Omer, he used to say, in the Ma'arat Torah Harbe, if you learn a lot of Torah, Ach Tazik Tovel Atzvacha, don't think so great of yourself. Don't just attach it to yourself, because this is why you were created. So the push-up shot is, like, we're putting this world to learn Torah. Right? Rav Shor actually writes in this whole thing before, that the only reason why you're able to learn Torah is from the Gilgal from that you've had before. That different Gilgal that we know nowadays we don't have any new neshamas in Klai Yisrael. And the only reason why you're able to zochet to be able to learn the Torah you have is because of the Gilgal of your neshama before. A lot of people say also the idea that only able to learn Torah in this world because of the learning Torah you did in your mother's womb. Right? The whole question is that if I'm going to forget the whole Torah, then why am I learning anyways? But I think the Gra says the whole reason is that you're not learning it again. You're just finding it again. It's in you. Now you're finding it inside of you. I think it's the Vilna Gaon. That's not the idea we're going to say from Avodas Yisrael. Avodas Yisrael, what does it mean? La'atzmecha. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't hold it good for yourself. He's look at it right here. Shemedayik milas la'atzmecha. He's very medayik. He specifies the word atzmecha. Just say atakzi tova. Why? Just say it's not good for you. It's not. Don't bring it to yourself. Why say la'atzmecha? Ki adam la'amo yulat. Says the pasuk says in I believe in Koheles. A person is put in this world able to toil. To be able to work. And la'amol, says that Avodas Yisrael, if you take the word la'amol, la'amol is reshei tevos, lilmod al menas l'lam. To be able to learn in order to teach. If a person learns only to learn for himself, then what are you doing in this world then? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need you. It's very nice. But ki adam la'amol yula, you want to know what you put in this world? La'amol, what is la'amol? Lilmod al menas l'lam. Learn. So you're able to teach others. The Mishnah Mazir in the Mar de Torah Harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, your Rabbi Kiva students, your 12,000 students, your Rav is a very big gon. He learned tremendous Torah. Don't bring it to yourself. You were created to be able to help others. Limod imacherim, as the Mishnah says earlier in Perek Aleph. V'hamidu talmidim harbe. You should have a lot of students. Mishnah zu medabel cho echad. This Mishnah specifically says to everyone. So you're gonna say, "Oh, Rabbi, I'm not a Rebbe. I don't teach Torah to anyone in a formal setting. I'm not a teacher in school. Then what do I have to do to other people?" So you last time I checked, you don't have a family member, or you don't have a friend who can use the Lord of Chizuk. I have so many friends who all they do is they text me divrei Torah or they email, and you know, I thank God I'm zochet to be able to teach Torah. Every single time I get it, I feel so rejuvenated. Says Rav Shortz, and achrayus for every single one of us to be able to realize if we learn something in a shir, we have an achrayus to be able to go share it. Why? Let's just look at Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva from that medrash. What did he say? My 24,000 students, my 24,000 children. Rabbi Akiva. He didn't view his students just as his students. We know Chazal tell us that if you teach your students, right, it's as if they're children. Rabbi Akiva wanted to make sure this would never happen again. So what did he do? The first thing he did, he said, I want you to make sure, don't hold the Torah for yourself. Go spread Torah. Teach Torah together. I thought that was a tremendous, tremendous thing. A person wants to be able to grow in their Avodas Hashem. It's got to be, you have to be able to help others. So that's the first idea. The first idea that be able to learn Torah with others. A person learns in order to be able to teach. Just people to be able to go one more step forward. I got a text message from my friend Sam Schertz. He's a very big tzaddik. I'm very close friends with him. And he told me there's a certain person who asked him for a favor and he wasn't able to do it. And he felt so bad he wasn't able to do it. And he said, to be honest with you, even though I'm not able to help him, I'm still able to help him in other ways. I'm sure everyone here has heard of a Rebbetzin who passed away this year. His name is Rebbetzin Machlis. And so Machlis is a person who literally for 40 years had over 100 people at her house every Shabbos. And I mean, it's unbelievable. The stories are coming out of her. Every day there's a new story coming out about her. And I'm not telling you that she had like the 5-star guests. She had the drug addicts. She had the people who smelled. She had people who thrown on the street. Prisoners. People even that weren't Jews. They had him at their Shabbos table. And I've been privileged to meet her husband, Rav Machlis. He's obviously another tremendous tzaddik. The person is... He's just filled with love. Just filled with other people. So she said the following thing. She said, never say you can't help someone. You can always down. You can always down for someone. So even though that my friend Sam is not able to go help someone with a certain favor, he says, I should still feel the need to be able to daven. Person wants to have a true care for other people. Person wants to be able to grow in their Avodas Hashem. First, obviously, if they're learning Torah, be able to share the Torah. Why can't we daven for other people? And our Shema Koleinu. I know that I know my wife has a very close friend going to surgery tomorrow. I should feel like quote unquote it should be. My wife's going to surgery tomorrow. I've said this in the past. My wife's mother is a tremendous, tremendous person in this. That someone else's simcha is her simcha. And someone else's sorrow is her sorrow. How many of us, I know when we saw the news in Miami Beach this week, we saw those two chassidim, those two Samar chassidim, who were swept up by the riptide. A tremendous, tremendous tragedy. To be honest with you, I immediately texted my friend Rabbi Efrati from Miami Beach. He's the rabbi now in the Shtibel. You know the Shtibel in Miami Beach? Shtibel, it's on 34th Street. He's a new rabbi there. You know, it's a lot of the Satmar Chevra hang out there, and I knew he would for sure know it. Karastir Shtibel. And I texted him, I said, did you know these Chavash people? He said, yeah, they're my very close friends. To be honest with you, if I had a real sense of Avos Yisrael, I would actually feel, hey, something really bad happened to these families. Supposedly they were big Baalei Tzedakah, but even if they weren't big Baalei Tzedakah, even if they didn't build yeshivas, another Jew's in pain. I actually feel like I'm in pain for them also.
When did this happen?
Happened on Tuesday morning. A terrible thing. So the first and foremost, the person to be able to learn Torah with other people. Rabbi Akiva specifically said this to his students. You want to make sure this doesn't happen again? Don't keep the Torah for yourself. What happens when a person keeps it for himself? It's like the Baal Shem Tov said in the Siva Shalom. The person has gaiva. So I'm going to hold it for myself. I'm just going to grow in my Avodah Hashem. I only care about me. Says the Baal Shem Tov. Anochi Omer Ben Hashem Avenechem. Hashem says, the eye is standing between me and you, Hashem says. What's the eye? It's the haughtiness. It's the arrogance. Someone keeps the Torah to himself. It's only someone only davens about their own family, or their own job, or their own kids find the Shidduchim. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't really need it. And I could prove this to you with a million chazals. But one of the chazals, it's a very famous Gemara, I think it's above a Mitzvah. Gemara says that if I need something and you need something, we both need the same thing. And if I down for you, I think we said this last week. If I down for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to give it to you because you cared about your friend, I'm going to be able to give it to you. Right? So as I said last week, so to be honest with you, I'm going to be a little bit of a smart aleck. If I know that's the Gemara, what am I going to do? I'm just going to down for my friend. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to me. But Hashem knows our true inner thoughts. If I really, and I have this all the time. I have so many friends. I tell them all the time. And I never really had to go through this because, thank God, Hashem blessed me. I married the first girl that I dated. So many friends dating over 100 girls. So you want to find your shidduch, down for other Jews. Down for other people, get their Hebrew name, down for them. And really care about them. Don't don't do it for yourself. If you actually care about them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless you too. So first and foremost, learn Torah with other people. Share the Torah with other people. And that'll be mevatel the anochius. That'll be mevatel, it'll nullify the arrogance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that, and that'll increase the avas Hashem. Because it's said from the tzaddikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you care about my children, you need to care about me. Right? I know this happens to me all the time. When I see my daughter in school, I work in school, the same school where my child goes, and I see like the teacher holding my daughter's hand, and when she could be holding 15 other kids' hands, giving you like a sense of like, oh, thank you. Like it's such a geschmack. It's a very good feeling. If someone's good to your kid. It's like someone good to you. So lahavdil, I'm not comparing myself to Hashem, just as a mushel. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're good to me, you're good to my children, you're good to me. So to be able to learn Torah with other people, to daven. At the end of the day, if we look at the last piece. The last piece is from the Pachad of it. We quoted it a couple weeks back. Israel Rav Chananya David Pinto, tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Basically, he writes over here, at the end of the day, if you look at the second paragraph on the bottom, Gemara Yishalmi says, Kol dor shol nidna biyomov k'ilu nechrav miyomov. We know that every generation that was not zocha to build the Beis HaMikdash, consider that as if they destroyed it. If it's not rebuilt, it's our hands and our tears. Not the Jews that did it in the second Beis HaMikdash, it's our hands. It's our sin is chinam. V'anu shesin is chinam pishta v'machaninu ma'nena liyom adinu ma'anasha liyom atochacha. So at the end of the day, how are we going to be able to answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? At the end of the day, that our sin is chinam, or our hatred to our brothers, that's causing the Beis HaMikdash. It's not just a little thing. This is not like a little thing that, okay, from between Pesach and Shavuos, I'm going to focus on my midos. This is the reason why the Beis HaMikdash isn't here. It's the reason why we're not all together in Yerushalayim. It's the reason why Jews are consistently unfortunately, are to Yisrael. The things are happening, tragedies happening in Miami Beach, tragedies happening in the world. It's because we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. If we had the Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't have any of these things. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that if we care about his children, then he's gonna care about us. Just one final concluding remark. Today was Yud Aleph Iyar. Yud Aleph Iyar was the yahrzeit of the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer Rebbe. Famous Hasidic Rebbe. Maybe we've quoted him in the past, maybe we haven't. Maybe we should start, because he's a tremendous tzaddik. I believe he was a Talmud of the Nanom Alei Melech. So Zera Kodesh is a famous statement. You ever realize that when you take when we daven Shemona Esrei, we say a very interesting word. Right after we take 3 steps back, we say Yiratzon Hashem Lakev Lakev Osenu Sheibana Beis Hamikdash B'Meherav Yomenu. We should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days. Very nice, but what's in our days? In our days seems to be so extraneous. Okay, in our days. We want to see Mashiach. Says Rav Shishai, you know what the word Biyamenu does? It does not just mean in our days, it means with our days, right? Beis could be in, it could bet in the beginning, word could also be with. Says Rav Shishai Rebbe, when we take our 3 steps back every single day, or when we say by Rabbi Shmuel at the beginning of Pesukah Zimra, Rosh Baruch Hu, you should take our days, and use our days to be able to bring Mashiach. Use our days, use our Abbas Yisrael, use our Torah, learning Torah with other people, use our davening for other Jews, use those things to be able to bring Mashiach. And I think it's a tremendous thing, because to be honest with you, so many times people, especially I think so all the time, is this really helping my davening, my learning? Because at the end of the day, we don't see our actual scorecard, but we have to believe in it. If we actually believe in our actions, we believed in our tefillos, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, "Hey, you're really putting true feeling into this. I'm gonna help you." But we have to believe in it. If we believe in our days, if we believe even in the smallest things, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless us with great things. So at the end of the day, we start off saying, "Why is it specifically did Sfiras Omer start?" Why did Rabbi Kiva's students die specifically between Pesach and Shavuos? I think it's very pashut. Kabbalah Satorah is the time our Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I want to reconnect with you. I want to have the renewed relationship with you. I want to have the renewed love. But first, if you want to have renewed love with me, you have to have renewed love with each other." And Rabbi Kiva's students, on their level, didn't have that. And that's what Rabbi Kiva famously said to his students, his famous 5 students, to be able to start off. He's saying, "Harishonam lo mesu elam neisha haisa inam sar sar b'torah zelazeh." They kept the Torah for themselves. They didn't share it. Atem. Lotiukin, you're not going to be like this. Says the Medrash, Miyad Omdu Malukol Eretz Yisrael. So they got up and they filled the whole Eretz Yisrael with Torah. So we should be Zoch Bez Hashem, whatever it is, whatever we have in our lives, our families, our friends, we should be Zoch to fill them up with love of Torah, with love of davening. We should care for them in our tefillos. And if we do this Bez Hashem, it will come this Tisha B'Av. Be Zoch Bez Hashem to be in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh.
Amen.
Shabbat, have a great
Shabbat. Thank you. That was excellent.